realigning it. And he had many, many secular scholars think he was the brightest, really the brightest brain of his century. I am what I am by the grace of God. That's my dream for those I care about most. I want my kids to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Now I got a lot of struggles, but I am what I am by the grace of God. And his grace did not prove vain toward me. The Old Testament roots are Genesis 2:15. You have that in your notes, where you see this picture of God placing Adam in the garden, and there's no sin. And he says, look, I want you to cultivate. Ooh, I want you to rule. I want you to work. I want you to be a co-regent. I want you to be a co-creator. I want you to partner with me. I am a creator. You know what? Didn't God do some work for 6 days and he got a lot done? So work's not a dirty word. He says, I want you to get to experience because you're made in my image. Look, here's this perfect environment. Now you work. I want you to name things. I want you to build things. I want you to create things. I want you to dream things. That's how we need to see work. It's to express our creativity, to subdue, to rule, to develop, to make beautiful. And the two pictures, biblical profiles, are Adam that we've talked about, and again, Paul. And if you don't mind, I'd love to read. I love the way Paul says this. It's Acts 20, verse 24, and this is one of those modern translations, but I just love the way he says this. He says, but my life is worth nothing unless I use it for doing the work assigned to me by the Lord Jesus. Isn't that great? And then he understood his. The work of telling others the good news about God's wonderful kindness and love. Now, ultimately, that if you're called to be a plumber or a builder or a software engineer or a stay-at-home mom, if you're called to be a professional athlete or an artist or musician or a businessman or businesswoman, then you will tell others about the love of God by actually how you do your work and by what you say. But that calling is different. His was into full-time vocational. He was an apostle. The New Testament command is Colossians 3:23. Whatever you do. Now let's see. What do you think that would cover? Let me ponder this. Whatever. Gosh, would that have to do with my hobbies? Yeah. Okay. Would that have to do when I eat? Yeah. Would that have to do with just when I go to church? No. Is this just spiritual stuff? Quote, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. This is revolutionary. Can you imagine what would happen if you were the president of a company and everyone who showed up said, hey, I really appreciate you. I know.